RadioSaintPete.com film critic Charlie Jewell reviews 50 Shades Darker, now playing in area theaters.
50 Shades of Grey's raison d'etre is to scandalize the routine black and white ideas of male-female power dynamics and sedate bedroom activities with a shock of sexual perversion. Therefore, as a filmmaker, if you are going to take the plunge and adapt the trilogy of E.L. James's poorly written fan fiction, then please be brave and film it as if it was meant to be. If the women bought the books, they will also buy the film tickets. You are not going to drive away market share if you show more than Dakota Johnson's breasts. 50 Shades Darker is the most PG-13 meditation on sadism and Benoit balls yet filmed. 50 Shades of Grey introduced us to the psychopath that is Christian Grey, played by Jamie Dornan, but never told us why he must inflict pain on women to get his rocks off. We get a hint at the beginning of the new film as a small child huddles under a table trying to hide from incoming parental blows. Anastasia Steele, played by Johnson, is the only one on Earth who cannot figure out the marks on Christian's chest. They're cigarette burns, woman. Plenty of characters in literature and film emerge from traumatic pasts of severe abuse. Will Hunting turned his anger into genius. Christian Grey turned his into the bondage and domination playroom. Having walked away from the weirdness and claustrophobia at the end of part one, Anastasia has a new job as an editor's assistant at Seattle Independent Publishing. Jack Hyde, played by Eric Johnson, joins the long chorus line of chiseled men to take one glance at the most plain-looking woman in the world and fall head over heels in lust. There are not at all subtle hints suggesting Jack is a walking sexual harassment lawsuit and casual date rapist who will be compared and contrasted with hard-as-a-rock Christian. Anastasia maintains her innocent little old me stutter whenever anybody notices her, and she is getting noticed herself on the street. A mysterious waif of a girl is always standing across the street in direct stare mode, looking like she has something important to tell Anastasia. Christian wastes no time chasing down Anastasia, wanting to renegotiate the terms of their relationship. There is no contract to be notarized this time, for Christian declares himself to be a changed man. He no longer wants to tie Anastasia down and rip off a slice of flesh with a whip. If vanilla is what she wants, then vanilla is what he will be. Vanilla still includes a $1,000 dinner every night and casual checks for $24,000, right? The duo fall right back into bed, but for most of the film, this is a PG-13 level, missionary position only bed. The greatest impediment to 50 Shades Darker and why it persistently trips all over itself is its grammar school script. Neil Leonard, real-life husband to E.L. James, adapted the novel and apparently squeezed in every little plot point there was to squeeze, and tends to resolve all conflicts and obstacles in a fashionable 90 seconds. Leonard sprinkles in a few scenes with Jack Hyde, becoming increasingly jealous and volatile, until the quick sequence solves the whole mess in no time. The little staring girl, played by Bella Heathcote, gets to expose her motivations before being abruptly ushered out of the script. And Elena, played by Kim Basinger, the Mrs. Robinson presence who initiated Christian into the world of nipple clamps, receives around 2 minutes of screen time. First, she expresses her displeasure to Anastasia about how she will never please a stallion as virile as Christian, and then a second, no-time-to-waste scene to wrap up all her drama. I do not understand the vibe of this 50 Shades. The previous director and writer, both women, are gone and replaced by men. Anastasia maintains serious concerns about Christian's mental health, but laughs off her worries as he throws her over his shoulder to carry her off to the bed or off the street. Christian has more than his fair share of caveman tendencies. Anastasia talks in distinct, confused, and accusatory tones, but her actions immediately following her interrogations do not match the atmosphere in the room. It doesn't help that Johnson and Dornan's acting matches the insipid quality of the writing, or that for some reason, Neil Leonard felt compelled to have Anastasia plagiarize Melanie Griffith from Working Girl in another implausible scene. Anastasia gets a promotion at work and in her first board meeting with the big man publisher, says the firm should publish new authors instead of established ones. It's like nobody in the room ever considered such a radical and unorthodox idea. It's just another example of how ridiculous the entire script is. Wait until you see how Leonard and director James Foley handle a scene where all of Christian's loved ones fret over his whereabouts and worry if he is dead or alive. Boom! Everything is solved in one eye-rolling news clip and entrance. Most readers mocked E.L. James's writing as they hastily exchanged their dollars for the next installment of spankings and elevator fingerings. I never read the books, yet I am in no doubt this garbage script matches the wretched, pacing, predictable setups and cringeworthy conclusions. Here is a pointed finger of shame at all involved in this catastrophe. That is why I give 50 Shades Darker 1.5 out of 4 stars.
50 Shades Darker is now playing at Cobb Tyrone Luxury 10, Regal Park Place Stadium 16, Regal Largo Mall 8, AMC Sundial 20, and Cobb Countryside 12 Cinemas. RadioSt.Pete.com film critic Charlie Jewell is a member of the Washington, D.C. Area Film Critics Association. To read more of Charlie's reviews online, visit CharlieJewell.com.